what you mean by that, but, you know, I do go out and do this and that and the rest of it. Electronics is my bag, okay? I'm not going to be so eccentric about it, if that's what you're talking about there. But I haven't put any words in anyone's mouth that I can think of, can you?
There's another fellow in there I think was breaking good. Another fellow with the remarks or the comments, good. We're open to remarks and comments. Yeah, good. Yeah, I know who I got.
How are you doing?
Okay. Just have a little conversation here, having a little fun.
Hey, 410, I'm sitting here just copying the mail, that's all. Just wanted to jump in here and know that I was here.
Okay. Okay, good, Shadow. Back to you.
Who do we have?
Yeah, so go ahead. Let me, I want to hear you answer that one.
Which one was that now? Come on back.
About the onion head.
Right, I said you can't be an onion head all your life. If it fits you know, stick with it. If not, you know, just disregard it. Evidently, it must fit you, because you are kind of interested in it.
What's your head filled up with?
Sloppy. Hang on a minute. No, he's referring to words I supposedly put in someone's mouth. I'm trying to get it out of him, baby. You won't tell me.
Okay, Marathon 1, if I hear him out there, I definitely tell him that you...
That other fellow wants to talk too. Let him talk too, Gary. He wants to, you know, get in the conversation. We don't know him, but guys, let him get in here too.
Yeah, what's your head filled up with?
Oh, it does.
Sloppy, I know him. I've known him for a whole bunch of years now. He's a nice guy. Don't, you know, don't get all overboard now. He's, you know, he's been nice to everyone on the air, but, you know, where all this trash comes in with, you know, hey, I've heard sets that you've done, Shadow. You know, there's more sets out there that a lot of people have worked on that could be criticized twice as much as any of them than I did. But most of them I did are not my fault. People believe what they want to believe. They think this. They think the voltage was turned up in a certain set. You know, just because something else reads that. So they go bananas and they start criticizing people, right? But that's most of the stories right there. That's usually what happens because that's the way people like to think. And if they have no alternative, then they believe this and that. But they don't find out for themselves.
What'd you say the output was on that one item there, you know, that was capable of?
I said most sideband sets, like a Gemtronics 2325, is capable of 18, because I've had 18 come out. Pace 1000B, I've had 18 come out, 22 on sideband. Let me see. I guess pretty close to around 13.5 watts on one I just did yesterday. That was a, Lafayette something. Forgot what it was. Certain AM rigs, without sideband, you can just change the final and do a few other things. There are certain finals out there which you might not know of. They're not too well known yet, but they do have a terrific mu factor to them, which you can get at least 15 or more out just on AM. The Courier Gladiator, the Centurion, what else? 895 by Midland, the 893, I think that one, so you can probably all get at least 18 out of them, because I've done it.
Yeah, no, I got my kid's Midland. He gets about 16 or 18 out, about 10 on AM. No, that's about right. On, when was it? I was going to ask, what kind of watt meter you got?
I got a Tempo 1, the RFB1, you remember that one. I also have a Palomar. It goes up to 1,000. That's the one with the 500 microampere meter. And we got a little piece of trash on the side.
Well, no, I was wondering. I thought maybe you bought a good watt meter there. I thought maybe you had a bird meter or something, the way you're talking about watts there. No, because I got a Tempo 1, too, and I don't think they're that accurate.
Yeah, but you see mine. You remember I brought it over, and you said it's going to read 400 just like the rest of them. Remember that time I brought it over and I checked the SWR with your other thing there and it said right on? You said that was the most accurate one I've seen?
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember, you know, what is it, an RBF dash one tempo, is that the one?
Yes, the one.
That's the same one I got. I don't remember. You must have an old one.
Yeah, I had one of the first ones that came out. I got it from Fox for, what was it? Oh, 34 or 43, something like that. I was over Monkey Tails at the time, and your son was over there. Monkey Tails playing the guitar or something. And your son started up the thing, you know, that you can get 400 out. And I said, no way. His meter must be defective or something like that. So I brought over my meter, and you said, that's the most accurate one I've seen. And you still, you told me during the nighttime when the air conditioners are off, and early in the morning when the line voltage goes up, you can get, probably get around 400 out on that thing. But you checked it over with mine, and you said it was the most accurate one that you've seen. That one I had calibrated along with the Palomar to something better than a bird meter, and that was a Waters 334.
I'm back.
Yeah, no, I just was wondering there. I remember now, that's quite a while back. No, I remember that now. No, I thought maybe you got some new equipment there, that's why I asked you.
Oh, now, I'm back.
Yeah, we do have some new equipment. We still got the Johnsons, I don't know if you remember them or not. Carrier 23 Plus tubes, and everything is tubes over here. Can't beat them anyway. The intercross on that must be at least 100 dB. Carrier 23 Plus for the receiver. Johnson transmitter, Drake 2E triple conversion with the pass band, the peak and a notch filtering, and a big Johnson and the other transmitter. It's puts out stock 200, TR switch, D104, the homebrew preamp, everything, you know. Got another Carrier 23 Plus up here, put 40 channels in. Okay, yeah, those are gonna pass the old trees on to you, because I gotta go take a shower. I was supposed to about 2 hours ago, I never got to it. So be good, don't believe everything you hear. Like PH said, believe nothing you hear and half you see, and you'll be cool.
You got a point there. Okay, powder yourself up nicely and take a shower. And don't forget the perfume. I think somebody was shouting you way out in the distance there.
Yeah, alright, come on, who's shouting me out there?
Get back, Shatter.
What?
You got one vote from us.
Who?
It's from us.
Someone copy that?
Yeah, I'm still recording.
Yeah, they came back 3 or 4 times, but you stepped on them.
She's keys and mic so fast.
Hey, your 20 is right playing. What's your...
Come on back, dude, that person.
Handle Shazam. Is your 20?
I guess not. Okay. Sloppy, yeah, I'm gonna go leave for the shower now, catch you later on, and all that stuff. KY284 at 1027 and 106. Catch a dozer, go talk to Hambone, I think he's on this frequency, I'm not sure. He was on before. I heard C9 sold out. That's cool, right? Catch you.
Any other breaks, you got it.
The break 3-5.
Go.
Got it, it's yours.
Everything. I'd like to give up.
Snowman, snowman, snowman.
I'd like to give up. You out there?
All right, come on, snowman.
Hey, Roger D. Are you going to be home this afternoon?
Nice for a time for sure. We do have to babysit there. One of the good people out there sort of passed away there. And her and godmother's going out there to sort of, you know, pay their respects.
Hey, Roger. Okay, I'll lay eyeball on you later on. Tempo.
I swear it's on there. We sort of be looking at the tube here for sure. We soon probably going to put a plug on this thing.
Yeah, okay. KDN 2152, we clear.
Hey, snowman.
Hey, KDY 4836-1010.
Snowman.
35 break.
Who's that shot, snowman?
Hey. KQY 7573, how you been?
Hey, okay, Silver, how you doing?
Hey, we're okay. Long time we don't queue so.
Yeah, Roger D. Yeah, I come upstairs here, kind of copy the mail there. So, what's happening?
Hey, nothing much. I don't know. We're just kind of copying the mail and talking to a couple of buddies out there.
Yeah, Roger D. Okay, Silver, you be cool. I'll catch you later. I'm out the box. I'm going 1027. Hey, I'll see you later on, Gearbox.
All ice for it. We usually sort of on the quiet side there, looking at the tube there. So sort of, they pull in the driveway, ring the front doorbell for sure.
Back at you.
Now, what's your name?